Shades of Death by Aileen Templeton. Read by David Thorpe. Prologue. The scary, awful screaming and howling seemed further away now, though it was hard to tell because of the echoes. Snuffling and choking in terror, with her hand over her mouth to stifle the noise of her uncontrollable sobbing, she groped her way along in the impenetrable dark, still too frightened to use the small blue torch she had in the pocket of her thin summer dress. Her fat feet in their Startright sandals kept stumbling over rocks and into potholes she couldn't see. She couldn't remember how many times she had fallen, but her fleshy knees and her hands were sticky with blood. She was lost now. She hadn't gone far, she couldn't have, moving so slowly. But she didn't know which way she was facing, and in the caves there were these huge, horrible holes you could just fall down, and then they would never even find your dead body. She'd been well warned never to go in. She always just said, "Oh, Mum, don't go on about it." But was she ever wishing now she had done as she was told? It was really creepy, walking in the dark like this, but it would have been worse to let them catch her. It was the darkness that had let her escape, just like she was invisible or something. She had cowered down, watching the flares and the lights from their torches flickering, casting giant shapeless shadows on the walls of the passage beyond her. Heard them yelling like savages as they rushed past, hunting her. Yes, the noise was definitely further away now. She let out a long, shuddering sigh and put up her hand to wipe her eyes. Her cheeks felt...